Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, going on the road for the Barracuda against the Henderson Silver Knights has not been an easy task in their history. In fact, they had just two wins all time, whether it was inside of this building, the Dollar Loan Center, or the Orleans Arena. They had a record coming into tonight of 2-10-1-1, but they pick up their third win all time on the road against the Knights. And it's sparked by an outstanding goaltending performance from Magnus Crona, who has now won back-to-back games for the first time in his AHL career. And his record stands at 3-6-2 on the year. He's 1-0-1 against the Henderson Silver Knights. The losing goaltender tonight for the Silver Knights, Michael Boyan, allowed two goals in the first. A little bit shaky at times, but he settled down in the game and was very solid down the final stretch. He allowed the two goals, but he suffers the loss. He's now 1-1 in his AHL career in two games. The win for the Barracuda, they are now 9-12-4 on the season. And a big 2 points. They're now up to 22 on the year. 9 points behind Henderson, who stays pat at 31. The Knights have now fallen in one game because they were riding a four-game winning streak. They are 14-11-1-2 now on the season. The Barracuda against the Knights, they are 2-2-2 on the year and 1-1-1 here at the Dollar Loan Center. But to recap this one, the Barracuda outshot the Knights 7-6 in the first period. Each team would have a power play. But before that, the Barracuda would get on the board at 5:46. Tanner Kaspik would carry the puck up the left wing side, show great patience and vision, and he'd find Ethan Cardwell, who would snap it in for his eighth of the year. Now a forced turnover by San Jose. Kaspik has a step, works in, gives it off. He's got Cardwell. He scores! What a feed from Kaspik as he has Cardwell driving the blue paint, and the Barracuda open up the scoring 5 minutes and 46 seconds into period number one. The Barracuda nearly had a 2-0 lead. That same connection, Cardwell and Kaspik, less than a minute later, Cardwell would score again. It was waved off, though, after a quick discussion for goaltender interference as Kaspik had collided into Boyan in the blue paint. So that goal was waved off. The lead would stay at 1-0. We mentioned each team had a power play in the first period. The Barracuda would take the first minor. Scott Sabourin was called for holding at 2:15. He's now over 1,000 penalty minutes in his AHL career, 1,001 after that minor penalty. He'd take the initial minor, and then the Silver Knights would take a minor penalty. Grigorgi Denisenko for slashing at 13:52. The Barracuda would not score on the power play, but just moments after it had expired, Ethan Cardwell would find Scott Sabourin parked right in front of the net, and Sabourin would just direct it home. He has goals now in three straight, his fifth of the year. Nathan Todd scanning the surface for Mooka Madulin. Wrister save is made. The loose puck picked up by the Knights. Their clearing attempt held in by Mooka Madulin. Now Cardwell working down the wall. Back up top, Mooka Madulin. Right side for Todd. Out of the box, Denisenko. Back to full strength. There's a shot. They score! It's thrown right in front by Cardwell. And right in the blue paint was Scott Sabourin, who directs it home. He's got goals in three straight. Scott Sabourin taps it home. That would actually turn out to be the game winner. Shakir Mooka Madulin would pick up the secondary assist. Cardwell got the primary assist, so 2 points for Cardwell on the night. Both came in the first. Mooka Madulin extends his point streak now to 5 straight games with that secondary helper. He has points in 7 of his last 8, and during this 5-game stretch, he's got 8 points. Barracuda would take a 2-0 lead at that point. We'd go into the intermission with that same score. The shots of the first 7-6. In the second, things would get really interesting. The Barracuda would have 2 power plays in the second period, but it was the Silver Knights who seemed to be generating the opportunities on the Barracuda power plays. And Jonas Rönnberg would have this opportunity shorthanded, but Magnus Crona just picking up right where he left off. And the first wasn't overly challenged. The two major stops he had to make were in tight. This one, a big one with the glove on Ronberg to keep it at a 2-0 Barracuda lead.
Left wall for Castles, back to the point. Near side for Bull. Uh-oh, back giveaway by Gavanke, and Ronberg will carry the mail up the ice. Ronberg works in, shoots, and a glove saved by Crona. He holds on, now drops the puck. Can the Barracuda ride the wave back the other way? That is a big-time stop. Now another bad giveaway by the Barracuda. This time they recover. Barracuda were a little bit shaky in the power play. They end their night 0 for 5, and they gave up some real tough giveaways, which led to good chances in that second period. Another one who had come on that same man advantage, this time a 2-on-2, as Tyler Benson would receive a feed from Gage Quinney. But again, it was Magnus Crona's glove was there to make the save.
Quinney's got it. He's over the line. 2-on-2. Feathers in on net. And another glove stop by Crona. This time on Tyler Benson, working to the backhand of Crona with his second. Great denial on this penalty kill. Magnus Crona outstanding in that second period. Barracuda would have a couple of chances. We mentioned the two power plays they went on in that second period. They gave up some chances. They also had some chances. This one off the stick of Nathan Todd just dribbled wide of the cage. High to the point, Mukko Madulin, top right circle. Todd loads up a shot, big rebound, rolling in the blue paint to dribble just wide off that right post. It nearly went. Then later in the period, Daniil Gushchin would get a pass on his stick, carry it down left wing, snap one in on net. It dribbled through the goaltender, Boyan, and just skipped off the right post, but wouldn't go. This is how it sounded. Kyle Rau. Rau, left side. He's got Gushchin, works in, shoots. Save made and rolled through him and off the post. That puck dribbled through the goaltender, Boyan, and hit off the post. The eventful second period will continue just moments after that chance for Gushchin. Nikolai Knyazhov was forced to trip up for Mason Morelli of the Silver Knights, which would lead to a penalty shot. One penalty shot against the Barracuda this season came back on December 1st, and the Tucson Roadrunners scored on that opportunity. This was the second against San Jose. Both times, Magnus Crona in the net. This time, he makes the save on Morelli. Crona allowed a penalty shot goal to Josh Doan back on December 1st in Tucson. Here comes Morelli. Left-handed shot, works in with some speed, and the save made by Crona. He stayed with him all the way as Morelli tried to go five-hole. And Magnus Crona preserves the 2-0 Barracuda lead. Good stop by Magnus Crona. The lead for San Jose would hold through 40 minutes of play. They'd outshoot the Knights in the second, 14-12, 0 for 2 on the power play. So to the third period, we would go. The Barracuda have had leads this year against the Silver Knights. They have not been great at holding on to those leads. And things would get a little bit interesting in the third while Henderson was on the power play. A huge hit right at the offensive blue line by Radim Šimek on Brendan Brisson. Would have the puck roll off Brisson's stick to Adam Kraknel. Kraknel will work in, fired on target. Crona would make the initial save, but Grigory Denisenko would snap in the rebound to snap a six-game goalless drought and cut the lead in half, his 10th of the year. That would be the only goal that Crona would give up in the game. He'd hold down the fort down the final stretch despite a flurry of opportunities for the Knights, who would finish the period outshooting the Barracuda 13-4 and 31-25 in the game. But Crona would not allow another goal, and he'd hold on for his second straight victory in his third of the season. A massive win on the road for the Barracuda, and as we mentioned, they are now up to 22 points on the year. Winning goaltender Magnus Crona, losing goaltender Michael Boyang. Let's go over tonight's three stars. The number three star for the Knights is Grigory Denisenko. Denisenko had the one goal for Henderson, his 10th goal of the year. He leads the Knights with 26 points now on the campaign. He is the number three star. Our number two star tonight, Magnus Crona. Outstanding for Crona. He makes 30 saves en route to the win, his second straight victory, and the Barracuda get another strong goaltending performance, and they certainly lock things back down defensively. They helped out Crona, there's no question about it, but Crona, he found his game big time in the second period and carried that over in the third, allowing just the one goal on the 31 shots. Crona's the number two star. And the number one star, Ethan Cardwell. Two more points for Cardwell. He's up to 8 goals now on the year, which co-leads the team with Bortolo and Gushchin. And now on the season, Cardwell, the rookie forward, up to 18 points on the year. Another two-point performance for him.
Barracuda also got helpers from Tanner Kaspic. He had the primary and only assist on Cardwell's goal. That snapped an eight-game assist drought for him, a seven-game pointless drought. Cardwell got the primary assist on the Sabourin goal, which turned out to be the game winner. He's got goals in three straight. Mook Madulin extended his point streak now to five straight. Game length tonight, 2 hours and 25 minutes, 3,869 solid here at the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. These two teams will run it back tomorrow before the Christmas break. We will have pregame coverage tomorrow starting at 6:30. You can listen live at sjbarracuda.com/listen. Of course, you can watch the game on ahltv.com, and you can find us through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app presented by Western Digital. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 2-1. They're up to 22 points on the year. They are 2-2-2 now against the Knights and 1-1-1 inside of this building. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Dollar Loan Center in Henderson.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.